From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Ever since Dominique Strauss-Kahn was charged with sexually assaulting a housekeeper at a New York hotel last Saturday, we've been hearing from diplomats, economists, and politicians. But we haven't heard much from other housekeepers. And we wondered, how often are they confronted with situations that range from uncomfortable to outright sexual harassment? NPR's Margot Adler has that story.
Your idea of a hotel housekeeper might come from the movies, like this scene from Maid in Manhattan.
Mr. Greenwald is checking in. He's back on the wagon, so let's clear out the minibar. Mrs. Sage is arriving with the children, preferably after Mr. Sage's girlfriend departs.
Son of a...
Let's make sure it's a smooth transition.
Reality is a lot more grueling. Renita McCarthy, a senior lecturer at the School of Hotel Administration at Cornell University, says most hotels in New York are unionized. Housekeepers make $15 to $20 an hour. But remember, it's a really physical job. Housekeepers might do 14 to 18 rooms a day, about 25 minutes per room.
Putting on sheets, and typically the sheets that the housekeepers are dealing with are not fitted sheets. So they have to pick up the mattress and tuck them under and tuck blankets and whatever. Those king-size mattresses are heavy. The queen-size mattresses are heavy. Vacuuming every room. They're scrubbing tubs, toilets, cleaning the bathroom floor.
And when McCarthy would interview job applicants?
I would say that the job was pretty much the equivalent of working a construction job.
She believes sexual harassment is much less prevalent than most people suspect. But here in New York City, on our local NPR station, WNYC, host Brian Lehrer opened the phone lines to hotel housekeepers during his morning program over 2 days. A number of housekeepers and former housekeepers said they often had to fend off men who approached them, or they found themselves facing other problematic situations. Take Vivian Vasconcelos, who called in from Bronxville, New York, with this experience.
He was this old guy. He was a regular. Why in the room, he used to leave the door a little bit open with a porno movie on, and he knew we were there in the other room. He leave this door open, and we could see that he was naked.
None of these housekeepers say these things happen all the time, but Catherine Carrington, who lives in Jersey City and who worked for the Grand Hyatt here for 30 years, says there were perhaps a dozen incidents in those years.
Some of them make passes at me, and I says, hello. If I'm in the room, I just hurry out and leave them. Some of them would come up with towels around them and play in the drop in the towel. I just go outside to the car and tell my supervisor, I'll go back to the room later, but I would like someone to be there with me, you know, to escort me there.
Several housekeepers who called said the guests saw them as desperate, as if they were lucky to be approached and even acknowledged. The housekeepers were there for their needs and pleasure. Professor McCarthy says she came across only one serious harassment experience during her work in hotels. But remember, she says, when a housekeeper comes to clean your room, it's a personal experience.
Somebody's coming into your bathroom and touching your belongings, you know, making the bed after you've slept in it. So, you know, for somebody to open up the door and maybe have a towel wrapped around their waist, I think the person is acting like they might act at home.
So perhaps there is a little confusion about boundaries here. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.